General Lydon, real far.
Well, as I said, the RAF used to come over and sink these ships. They were all sorts of sizes, from fairly small barges right up to quite large vessels carrying a great deal of war material. And it was terribly satisfactory for our people to sit on the coast and to watch these things being sunk. Well, of course, the Germans must have realized what was going on, because they spent a great deal of time looking for us, not only with air patrols, but with ground patrols. And our chaps had an extremely difficult time. Well, this was at the moment when the Yugoslavs began to get exceedingly difficult. The local people had been wonderfully cooperative, had helped us enormously, had always given us warning of any German patrols that were coming near. But this all came to an end, and as I said earlier on, they started to arrest our patrols and to take them away. We were not prepared to fight. Of course we weren't prepared to fight the partisans with whom we were meant to be cooperating. And it was very sad. And at one stage I had a large number of my chaps under armed guard and in grave danger. Well, after very top-level discussions with Field Marshal Alexander's headquarters, it was agreed to get them out. There was no good to be had by trying to go on operating under those conditions. Politics stepped into it, and then, just as we'd sent off some naval ships to lift them out by night, a message comes through that all was sweet again in the world, and Tito himself personally had given orders and passed a message to Field Marshal Alexander to say that our patrols were all right and they were going to be allowed to continue to operate. So the Navy were cancelled. Once again, this all happened and they were not released. I get frantic messages. We were still allowed to operate our wireless sets, despite the fact that the chaps had had their weapons taken from them. I got frantic messages saying that if we didn't get them out that night, they were in grave danger of being in real trouble. So we mounted an operation again to try and get them out. And so on it went on for days, and I can remember so well, and I think somewhere there is a record of all the various signals that went on. I think it's in the Imperial War Museum, because I kept that particular file and handed it over to the museum after the war. There is a record of all this comings and goings and the argument that went on at very top level. But it was sad that we should end in that kind of way after having had such success. And I was very glad when we ultimately withdrew all our patrols out of Istria and had them safe back at home. But during this time, of course, there was all sorts of rumors of what did happen to the people that we had lost. There were one or two people who inevitably got captured because the Germans were really working terribly hard to find exactly where we were operating. And they were clever in that they did get messages back to us that they had murdered or they had executed our people. Even they gave the names of them. Well, this is one means that they had of trying to stop us putting these patrols in. In fact, they never did anything of the sort, and those who we heard had been executed did get out safely from prisoner of war camp at the end of the war. We never did, in fact, suffer from having any of our people executed as the SAS did, although we knew full well that this was what had been threatened. I mean, Hitler had issued an order that all SAS-type or commando-type operations, those involved, were to be treated not as prisoners of war, but to be executed on the spot. We knew this. And I remember having a terrible tussle in my own mind as to whether I should inform our people before they were dropped in, for instance, or not inform them. And I decided that it was only fair that they should all be informed, and I gave every man the option to withdraw if he should so wish, and to return to his unit. And I think it's a great credit and a great reflection on the kind of man that we did have, that not one officer or man ever hesitated to be dropped in or otherwise put into these Balkan countries, knowing full well that if he was captured, Hitler had made it quite clear that they were to be executed on the spot without trial or question. And I'm very proud of that fact. And mercifully, we didn't ever have anyone killed in that kind of way.